Tuesday night's storms have continued to affect power in the region. American Electric Power said more than 6,100 were without power in Jefferson County this morning, more than 800 in Columbiana County, more than 1,300 in Tuscarawas, and more than 1,500 in Harrison. Most of First Energy's outages are in western Pennsylvania and the West Virginia Panhandle, where over 200,000 remain without service. More than 2,000 workers are attempting to restore power. Stark County Sheriff's Office investigating after a teen was discovered with a gun in the Lake Local School District. Around 1:20 Wednesday afternoon, deputies working as resource officers were called to Lake Middle and High School about a student with a firearm. 17-year-old was found to have a loaded pistol in his backpack. The sheriff's office says the student is not believed to have had a plan to cause harm to other students or school staff. He was arrested and charged with one count each of receiving stolen property, an illegal conveyance or possession of a deadly weapon in a school safety zone. Man is being treated for injuries suffered when he was shot in Canton. It happened in the 1200 block of 18th Street Northwest around 8:30 Tuesday night. The 22-year-old victim was shot in the chest. He was taken to Mercy Hospital. Responding officers found blood inside a home along with three pistols, live rounds, several bags of marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. An investigation is continuing. City of Canton expanding its territory. County commissioners Wednesday acknowledged the city's April 22nd filing of a petition for an expedited Type 2 annexation. It concerns 85 acres along Trump Avenue and Orchard View Drive Southeast in Canton Township. It does not require a public hearing. If no objection is filed by the city or township within 25 days of filing, commissioners will approve the annexation at their next regular meeting. The board also agreed to advertise for bids for the rehabilitation of three sanitary lift stations in Nimishillen and Plain Townships. Some employees of the Canton City School District have new contracts. Roughly 700 non-teaching staff are covered by the three-year agreements approved Monday by the Board of Education. They're effective July 1st. Cooks and Nutrition Department employees will get a 4% raise the first year. They invented kitchen managers and food production staff will also receive a 2.5% increase in base pay in the second year. 1% addition of base pay will go to child nutrition assistants and production kitchen managers. All members will get a 4% raise in the second year. The third year increase will be determined by what is negotiated by the teachers' union. American Airlines will add two nonstop flights every day from Akron Canton Airport to Chicago O'Hare starting October 6th. Departure times are 6:45 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. Arrivals are at 2 o'clock and 7:05 p.m. American Airlines also operates nonstop service from CAK to Charlotte and Reagan Washington National Airport. Tickets for the Chicago flights will be available Monday online or through the American Airlines app. Perry Township trustees are seeking applications for the position of administrator. According to the repository, the job will be advertised until it's filled. Salary will be based on experience. Joyce Martin is retiring at the end of the week. She was hired as an administrative assistant in 1999 and has been township administrator since 2008. Man accused of shooting a teen in Wellsville scheduled to return to court May 5th. 20-year-old Emory Childs of Wellsville appeared Tuesday in Columbiana County Municipal Court for his arraignment. He's charged with felonious assault, inducing panic, and tampering with evidence in the Sunday incident. Childs allegedly shot the teen in the wrist. The shooting occurred on 18th Street. Police believe the incident involved additional teens from Steubenville. More arrests are expected. Teen discovered with a loaded shotgun in Youngstown Tuesday night is in Mahoning County Juvenile Justice Center. An officer and state trooper were working the city's annual impact initiative when they spotted the juvenile and another teen walking at Fernley and Hilda Avenues on the city's south side. One of the teens fled on foot after the officers tried to speak with him. He was arrested shortly thereafter. Police found 16 live shotgun rounds and a loaded 12-gauge shotgun under a car. Teen booked on charges including being a felon in possession of a firearm and tampering with evidence. Father and son who allegedly killed a mail carrier in Warren could be eligible for the death penalty. A federal grand jury indicted 44-year-old Thomas Sledge and 24-year-old Caprice Sledge on one count each of murder of an officer and employee of the United States. They were arrested in October. The charges stem from the March 2024 shooting of Jonte Davis at Scott Street and Olive Avenue Northeast. The suspects are believed to have known the victim. Prosecutors attempting to determine if the pair would be eligible for the death penalty if they are convicted. pre-sentence investigation ordered for a woman who pleaded guilty to an amended indictment of aggravated assault. 35-year-old Shauna Simpson and 31-year-old Michael Hauser were alleged to have assaulted two people in December with a metal pipe, causing them to be hospitalized. Hauser appeared in court Wednesday facing charges of attempted murder and felonious assault. Simpson entered the plea Wednesday in Trumbull County Court a week before her trial was to begin. I have the following funeral announcement. Service for 100-year-old Clyde P. Stenga of Avon, Monday at 10 o'clock at Regina Chaley Catholic Church, arrangements by Sheriff Sterling Skivalaki.